to finance now. It's the best deal you're going to get. That might have been the implicit sales pitch to holders of Greek sovereign debt. A debt swap deadline has come and gone, and it looks as though Greece survives financially to fight another day. There was broad participation in the swap. More than 80% of investors jumped into the pool. But it was quite a so-called haircut for those bondholders. Mark Lowen from our partner, the BBC, joins us from Athens. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What was the level of haircut that these bondholders had to take, and how secure is Greece now going forward?
Well, the face value cut is 53% in the value of the original bonds, but it's more likely to be with interest rates about 73%, 74%. So it's a big, big cut that these bondholders have agreed to take, and the vast majority have agreed it. 86% almost agreed it by the deadline expiring last night, and now another 10% of bondholders will be forced to accept it through a special mechanism that the Greek government will employ called the Collective Action Clause. For the Greek government, it means a lot of relief. Going forward, it allows Greece to unlock its international bailout money, which it so desperately needs. It allows Greece to avoid the potential default on its debt later this month and exit from the euro. And so it will provide this country with much-needed breathing room.
Now, the test of this swap was one thing, but there's also a test in the next several weeks or months, if we include the Greek elections in this, as to whether the Greek government is serious about the austerity measures it has to implement as a part of the conditions of all of this. How's that going?
Well, if you speak to ordinary Greeks, it's going pretty badly. It's extremely difficult for Greeks to have yet more austerity to come. Ordinary people here feel that they've been pushed to breaking point by almost 2 years of austerity, and yet there is a barrage of more cuts to come because 15,000 civil servants are to be laid off this year. There's going to be a 22% cut to the minimum wage. There are going to be cuts to pensions and other government departments. And all of this is making life here pretty difficult. The unemployment rate, we've just had official figures that have come out. The unemployment rate now is at 21% here, record high. And among young Greeks, one in two of those are out of work.
Astounding.
And people here feel that austerity is pushing that even more. But the government is going to push forward with the austerity because it needs to continue to receive this bailout money. And that is the condition for the bailout funds to keep flowing in.
That 51% unemployment rate for young people is astounding. Mark Lowen, what is the chance or the sign here as a reporter that you're seeing that there are changes taking place on the ground in Greece that are irreversible, that reflect a fundamental change in the quality of life in Greece?
Huge signs, and the signs of a broken society really are everywhere. A homelessness on the rise, crime on the rise, a feeling of tension in the air, mass disillusionment with Greek politicians. All of those signs very much of the sort of social collapse from the economic crisis. And remember, Greece is in a recession that is on course to become the worst recession in modern history. So whether or not it's reversible, well, we'll have to see. I mean, the Greek government hopes that this economy will start growing by the end of next year, but that's perhaps wildly optimistic. But certainly, the recession has taken its toll on a Greece that is suffering greatly and which feels that it really can't take very much more. But there is more to come because Greece needs to receive the more international bailout and so more austerity really on the horizon ahead.
And all of this will be front and center as the Greek politicians gear up for an actual election later on this year. Mark Lowen from our partner, the BBC, filing live from Athens. Thanks, Mark.
Pleasure.